across the southeast. You are listening to Beat, and the winners of the Pet Mania Ruby Hearts Awards 2026 were announced in Kilkenny this month. The awards celebrate some of Ireland's most inspiring pets, rescue organisations, animal advocates and pet-friendly businesses. There was more than 700 nominations from across the country. 30 finalists and 15 counties were shortlisted, with winners recognised for their extraordinary stories of courage, resilience and companionship. Well, there was finalists from Carlow, Kilkenny, Wexford and Tipperary. And in Tipperary, Mr. Shelby Rohan was the winner of the Bravest Pet Award, and his owner, or his parent, Aisling Flood, is going to tell us about Mr. Shelby's bravery. You're very welcome, Aisling.
Hi, thank you. Thank you very much.
And congratulations.
Thanks a million. Yeah, we're still on cloud nine.
Does Mr. Shelby know that he's a winner?
Well, with all the treats he won, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
So tell us about Mr. Shelby. He's Mr. Shelby Rohan, but you're a Flood, so he's a different surname to you.
He does. So the competition looked for a second name. Okay. So I just put down my other half's name. We are engaged, by the way, but
you weren't trying to press on a point or anything like that.
It'll be
a done deal soon. So tell us about Mr. Shelby. And do you call him Mr. Shelby, or is his name shortened?
Yeah, no, I just call him Shelby, or Shelly is his nickname.
So I'll call him Shelby. Tell us about him. What type of dog is he and what age is he?
So Shelby is a long-haired dachshund, and he is 6 years of age.
Okay.
And
have you had him all his life?
I did. I had him from day one, since he was a pup. Yeah.
And is that the breed of dog you usually have, or was this a new venture for you?
Yeah, so this was the first time ever that we had, like, you know, a purebred dog.
Okay.
We always had kind of, like, you know, like the regular dog, you know. But I always wanted one, and I always, like, I looked into the breed. Like, it was like at least nearly 10 years before we got one. Okay. You know, like, I always wanted a dachshund.
Okay. And he's a long-haired dachshund, as you said.
He is. Yeah.
Now, I have a dachshund. I know a dachshund quite well. He's quite barky. Mm. He's very, very lovable. And loves cuddles. Is that be Shelby as well?
It would be. They'd be very loyal to, seemingly they're very loyal to, like, their close family members.
Aww. How cute.
So he will be wary of others and strangers. And it takes him a little while to warm up to others.
Okay.
But he's very loyal to us. Yeah.
Now, he had a bad diagnosis about a year ago. Is that right?
Yeah, it's just coming up in a year now. Mm. Yeah.
And what happened?
So I knew about the disease. It's very common in the dachshunds, especially because of their long backs.
Okay, and what is the disease?
So it's called IVDD, intervertebrate disc disease.
Okay.
And we had everything in the house to prevent it. We had ramps. We don't let him up in the furniture, or unless he's on top of us. We're always so careful. We hold him properly, everything.
Okay.
And
why, what's the risk that if he jumps, he can hurt his discs, is that right?
Yeah, it can put pressure on the discs.
Because he's a long body.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, so on the night it happened, we had no warning signs. Okay. The only thing that, when I think back, was he was acting just a little bit strange. And
oh, there he is. I can hear him in the background.
There he is. You heard me? And I went down to check on him, and he came up running, screaming.
And what do you think happened? Did he jump at something, or what do you think happened?
No, so his bed is close to the ground.
Okay.
So basically, I took him straight away to the emergency vets because it was late, and we knew what it was at this stage. So until we went up to the vet specialist up in Meath, we weren't sure 100%, but we knew deep down what it was.
Did you? And was it always on your mind, this IVDD?
Do you know what? I thought it would... No, because he was so young.
Yeah.
He was
not even like 5 then.
No, he was just gone 6.
Gosh.
And like that, there was nothing, like... Okay. We had no warnings.
So you got a specialist, and they assessed him. And he had an MRI. And yeah, there's grades to IVDD. It's 1 to 5, but he had the absolute worst grade.
Yeah, so because of his disc wasn't bulging or just putting pressure on his spinal cord, his disc just ruptured.
Oh, the poor fella. And was he in terrible pain?
Initially, when I found him, when he came up running, when he screamed, he obviously was that time.
And you just want to fix that, don't you?
I know. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's... So we had to get the emergency surgery. Like, you can do conservative care, which a lot of people do as well, but we had to do the emergency because it is, there's a window there where you have to get it done ASAP.
Okay. So what does that mean now for Shelby? Because he's had the operation. So what does that mean for his day-to-day life?
So day-to-day has changed, but he's getting so much more attention, you could say. So he gets daily physiotherapy.
Okay.
We do that 2-3 times a day.
Okay.
Sarah Barry, animal physiotherapist, she came up to our house. She was amazing because Shelby takes a while to warm up to people.
Okay.
So she was absolutely amazing with him. And she gives us our homework to do with him. She shows us what to do.
And he's in a wheelchair at the moment, is he?
He is. He's in a wheelchair at the moment. And the wheels, they're kind of a last resort, you could say. They don't really recommend a pet getting the wheels unless there's nothing else that's, you know, they're not going to get anything back. So you go up to the vet specialist a couple of times for weekly assessments, and Shelby's, unfortunately, wasn't improving that way in their eyes, even though he was improving in our eyes. But he'll always be paralyzed. He's never going to get that back.
But he mightn't always need the wheelchair, will he?
No, well, so in the house, he does scoot around.
Okay.
And it's, you know, we have mats down for him so he doesn't slip. But there is a spinal walk that we're aiming for. So the spinal walk is like muscle memory.
Okay. And
so Shelby's legs do move with the physiotherapy, and he also gets acupuncture done. He gets that done weekly in Limerick, Mona Lee Vets.
Wow.
And he actually loves it. The lovely Aoife there, she's amazing with him. And she really is. She's just so calming with him. But he loves it, and that's like his little spa treatment. He loves going once a week, loves it.
He won this Bravest Pet Award, and as we said, lots of nominations and lots of entries. Why do you think he won it?
Do you know, his whole life has like 100% like completely changed. Mm. And do you know, he's such an active dog. He wasn't overweight, very rarely in the vets, do you know, and when everything happened, when I entered him, he has such great support through his own social media page, local businesses around Kiss My Fluff, the draw grooms, they all support him like a lot. And, you know, they just really showed great support in the voting round.
Brilliant. Now he has a title. He is the winner of the Bravest Pet Award from the Pet Mania Ruby Heart Awards for this year. And he is from County Tipperary, so a Southeast winner. He said he has social media. How could people find Shelby online?
So on his Instagram, Mr. Shelby the Dash Hound underline official.
Okay, great stuff. So that's Mr. Shelby, the Dash Hound _ official. I'm going to follow him right now. Ashlyn, well done. And thanks a million for talking to us about Shelby and his really hard journey, but all the work that you've put into him as well. That is so much dedication with the physio 3 times a week. But he is the Bravest Pet this year. So thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.